want to make it quite clear that that's not what we're doing here at WNEW-FM. However, we don't ignore something that is such an important part of our lives either. And that's, in a sense, those two opposite feelings are what this next song is about. Over the last year, many people have written poems and stories and songs dealing with John Lennon. And in the last month or so, a lot of them have surfaced as we got closer and closer to this anniversary. And Meg Griffin, who is here with me in the studio tonight, who does the Prisoners of Rock and Roll feature on Sundays here at WNEW-FM, was mentioning to me the fact that in the last couple of weeks you've received almost a dozen songs from people.
Right.
At the Prisoners of Rock and Roll, of course, they're people who don't have record contracts or anything like that and just making music on their own. All of them dealing in one way or another with John Lennon, a lot of tribute songs and things like that. Which that's one of the ways that people, of course, try and express themselves, you know. Some of them are real good. All of them are heartfelt. There is the danger in that sort of thing of becoming maudlin. There is the danger of becoming self-indulgent. There is the danger of falling into that worship thing. And there's the danger, of course, of exploitation as well. I received a tape about, I guess a month and a half or so ago that I have played several times on the air. It is an unreleased recording. It is the one song of this genre that I have found to be emotionally satisfying to me. And it's a song that deals with those ambivalent feelings. The song is written and performed by a New York City songwriter, singer, performer. Her name is Christine Lavin. And I'd like to play it for you now. It is called simply The Dakota.
It was a Monday morning. I was coming in from a long trip on the road. I flagged a cab near the east side terminal. I said, please take me home. We drove up. Street, I felt a cold chill in my heart. Every time I see the Dakota, I think about that night. Shots ringing out, the angry shouts, a man losing his life. Well, it's something we shouldn't dwell upon, but it's something we shouldn't ignore. Let's pray.
Song I can hear playing right in my ear. I can't sing.
help listening. And I can't help feeling stupid standing around. Crying is the easier down. Cause I know that you'd rather we were dancing. Dancing our sorrow away.
Oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, oh.
That, of course, is Van Morrison on WNEW-FM in New York on the Vince Kelsa program this early Wednesday morning, the 9th day of December, 81. Yoko Ono before that, Nobody Sees Me Like You Do from the Season of Glass album. Jackson Browne's Marvelous for a Dancer. And we started off that set with Christine Lavin, an unreleased recording that we had played a number of times over the last month or so. A song called The Dakota. Tuesday afternoon, Scott Muni made an announcement about the WNEW-FM New York City Christmas concert this year. Here's the information.
All the young dudes carry the joyous news that our New York Christmas concert this year stars Ian Hunter, Thursday, December 17th at the Savoy. Ian Hunter in a rare club appearance. Special guests Novo Combo. Tickets are available at the Savoy and all Ticketron outlets. Net proceeds benefit United Cerebral Palsy. We also ask that you bring a wrapped gift, marked boy or girl, which will go to needy children Christmas morning. It's a small hall, so tickets will go fast. Don't get shut out. WNEW-FM's annual New York Christmas concert, December 17th, 9 p.m. at the Savoy. With Ian Hunter and Novo Combo. We'll see you there.
Thank you for that news. Doing it at the Savoy this year. A little change of venue that should be interesting and a lot more intimate than in years past. And, of course, this coming Monday out at the Capitol Theater. It is Monday, is it not? The New Jersey version of the WNEW-FM Christmas concert with Carla DeVito and Rick Springfield out at the Capitol. Cloudy, windy, and cold, lows in the mid-20s during the overnight period. It says here that gale warnings are in effect along the coast, so watch it. Gale? During the day, Wednesday, cloudy, windy, and cold with a chance of snow flurry high in the mid-30s at night. Variable cloudiness. Once again, a chance of snow flurries in the outlook for Thursday. Similar, cloudy, windy, cold, chance of some snow flurries. A year ago tonight was probably one of the longest nights you and I ever spent together on the radio. So many people stayed up through that night in some attempt to patch into the wavelength that Van Morrison sings about in that song. One of the rare occasions in recent years when radio became something more than just background music. When radio became something more than just statistics and demographics and research and a sales medium. you know what I mean? Back in the 1960s when FM radio first began to separate from AM radio, and it did that because of an FCC ruling that that said that stations that owned both AM and FM stations had to diversify their program. They couldn't simulcast. Stations had nothing to do, so they looked around and they saw this new music happening. This is in 1966 and 67. And they said, oh, let's see what we can do. Maybe this new music will reach some sort of an audience. And it did, and you know what happened from that point on. That audience eventually became the mass culture, and as it became the mass culture, what started out as what Phil Oakes referred to as a small circle of friends became a huge monster. And what started out as a group of individuals who were sort of gathered together with similar thoughts and a similar outlook on life and similar desires and goals and a feeling for the planet and a feeling for humanity became a much more widespread, diverse creature. And as that happened, so radio lost a lot of its impact. If you remember, if you were listening to radio in the late 60s, how very important it was on a deeply personal level, over and above and beyond the business aspect of it and the success of it as it blossomed and grew. It was important on a deeply personal level. It was a one-to-one communication, which was almost taken for granted because it was, in a sense, so brand new that nobody knew that there was anything else. I mean, there it was, you know. It was so different from what had come before. And over the years, over the many years now, that's all changed. It's all gone by the wayside. It's all different. As our society has changed and is all different. And for people who recall that, there's a lot of culture shock, you know, that we sort of, we mostly keep it hidden. We mostly don't verbalize it too much because it comes out sounding like somebody's research paper. But it's there nevertheless. And the death of John Lennon marked not only the end of that particular dream and that particular life, but in a strange sort of way, it marked the end of a whole lot. I mean, you know, the sociologists and the philosophers and all those people all say, you know, the end of the 60s, blah, blah, blah. It was more than that. You know, it was symbolically, yes, the end of that. But it was also, there was this massive coming together that night, this a year ago tonight, right now, a year ago, as we all gathered around our radios and we all talked to one another, as you'll recall. We opened the phones here at WNEW-FM. All of the members of the staff were gathered here because we had had our Christmas concert earlier in the evening, so everybody was in town. When everybody heard the news, they immediately came to the radio station, just as people immediately turned on their radios when perhaps they were watching television or somebody called them up and said, "Have you heard?" And for that long night that seemed like it would never end, that painful, confused, sad, angry, endless night, radio was able once again to fulfill its potential in a very meaningful way. And when that ended, you know, when it was like, okay, time to get back to the real world, time for our mournful feelings and our sorrow about the death of John to be dismissed, something happened, you know? Something was gone forever. And it's been a long year. It's been a hard year. We've lost a lot of people in the musical world this year. Tim Hardin died. Michael Bloomfield died. Bob Height from Canned Heat died. Bob Marley, God bless him, died. Harry Chapin died. And each one of those deaths has, it seems, added to a loss of communication amongst us all as we grow more and more numb, as we grow more and more incapable of reaching out and touching each other. It's a sad thing, and it's really a... And people, and nobody wants to talk about it, you know? Nobody wants to admit that, but you listen to the radio, you know? Obviously, you're listening to the radio right now, and you know what's happened to radio over the last few years, and if you were around and listening years back, and not that many even, 5, 6, 7 years back, you know what radio was then, how much of a sense of community was involved. We still have some of that here at WNEW-FM, but it's harder and harder and harder to retain it for a whole lot of reasons. Not the least of which is that constant economic, commercial pressure, which is a very real thing. It's the bottom line, you know, in the business world. And the business world and the world of art and music and joy and fun and rock and roll clash, don't they? A lot more died when John Lennon died. And so tonight we sit here a year later, and a lot of the people who called up last year are calling up the station tonight, and a lot of people who wrote letters last year, sort of rethinking the year, sending letters to the station again now. And perhaps it's just me, but I feel like we've lost something, you know? We've lost some kind of real human quality. And that's sad. I mean, it's the changing time, sure, you know? And I don't know where I'm going with this. I wasn't even going to talk, but there it is. It spilled itself out. This ain't the real world. And yes, it sure is. The real world.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me the truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, big-headed politics. All I want is the truth. Just give me the truth. Short head, yeah, the belly's on the tricky dicky. Gonna roll the hook of time. So free to get the pocket for the whole time. Money for dough. Money for grow. Woo-hoo-hoo.
We'll be right back. Everything's gonna be alright. says goodbye, goodbye. I don't need you anymore. I wet my pillow every night, but now I saw the light. Goodbye, goodbye, sadness. I don't need you anymore. Goodbye, goodbye, sadness. I can't take it anymore. Goodbye, sadness. Goodbye, goodbye. I don't need you anymore. I lived in fear every day, but now I'm going my way.
Song for the first time, even though I've heard it a dozen times or so. I think I finally heard the lyrics to that one. Never Give Up on a Dream is the title from of course the latest Rod Stewart album, Yoko Ono's Goodbye Sadness, and Bob Marley and the Wailers, No Woman, No Cry, on WNEW-FM in New York.
football program. This is a radio crash on pirate satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is radio crash on pirate satellite. Is an urban Vietnam, giving deadly exhibitions of murder, panic, palm. This is a radio crash, tearing up the seven bales. This is radio crash, please save us. Radio Cash underneath the mushroom cloud. This is Radio Cash, you don't need that thing, most wow. This is a Radio Cash on pirate satellites. Opting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. This is a Radio Cash on pirate satellites. This is Radio Cash. Everybody help!
Go!
play tonight are all songs that, in one way or another, deal with our feelings about John Lennon, but there's a very obvious sort of a song, huh, that we could dedicate to John. I thank you. You didn't have to love me like you did, but I thank you. It's a feeling certainly a lot of us have. The old Sam and Dave recording, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, from John and Yoko's Walking on Thin Ice. It's a hard song to listen to. This is Radio Clash from The Clash. Kind of reverts back to what we were talking about a little while ago. And Power to the People. Here on WNWFM in New York, I'm Vince Gelsa. It is just about 1:30. Early Wednesday morning.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia. Ocean child calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia.
the sun had been shot down in the street and died from a stray bullet. Woman older head and cry, explaining to her was a passerby. She knows that the wages of sin is death. Gift of death is life. She cried, Johnny was a good man.
Thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy gotta hold.